At an early age, I was told God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It was the opening line of a greater invitation to surrender my life to Jesus and invite him into my heart. If I did, the promise went on, God will forgive you and lead you in ways you could never imagine. While I certainly have no regrets about saying yes to that invitation years ago, I have come to realize that I made some serious assumptions about what God was inviting me into. And you know what happens when we assume. Maybe I was reading between the lines. I assumed that the fruit of surrendering to God's wonderful plan was a life with less pain and no confusion. I reasoned that since I trusted him, I could not be disappointed or feel uncertain. After all, God would always be with me. It was a simple formula. My trust plus his plan equals smooth sailing. I do the trusting, he does the planning, and we're all good. It's okay if you're shaking your head thinking how naive. Life has a way of exposing our naivete. For me, all it took was getting picked on. Seasons of intense loneliness, watching my parents' crazy fights, and experiencing financial hardships to realize that God's plan didn't equal smooth sailing at all. As my relationship with God deepened, I came to realize that a trouble-free life is never part of the promise. In fact, the scriptures guarantee the opposite. We will have hardships, physical pain, sorrow, disappointment, and sometimes just general confusion. You have had your own tough experiences. Perhaps you are in one right now. Life has not gone the way you wanted. You are disillusioned, hurt, maybe just plain stuck while everyone else seems to be moving forward just fine. You might be none of those things, but living in a world shaped by COVID-19 has caused you to question the things that, until now, you thought were certain. While the season you've come through or are in right now might have been a surprise to you, it wasn't a surprise to Jesus. In his last lengthy talk with his disciples, just before he was betrayed and crucified, Jesus made a promise. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Did you see the two parts to it? He guaranteed the trouble, just as he guaranteed his presence. The disciples were going to face all kinds of opposition from the world, and so are we. They would be afflicted, and so will we. He called them to be strengthened in their resolve. That is what take heart means, because he has overcome the world. The one who has overcome the world would be with them. Jesus called for trust in the midst of trouble. If you're like me, you love to believe in the certainty of his presence, but not necessarily the certainty of trouble. Can't we just have his presence without the problems? I think, I could learn to trust without the trouble. I'm a really quick learner. Just give me the good stuff and I'll trust you, I promise. My unwillingness to accept the promise of trouble makes me wonder, have I really outgrown my childhood assumptions about what it means to trust in God? I hate to admit that the formula still shapes my outlook in subtle ways. Life's difficulties expose them. And with every twist and turn, every time I feel shocked when life knocks me upside the head yet again, I have the opportunity to revisit what my faith means for living in this broken world.